So we're going to do lesson 46, Lowering the Head, number 3. It's kind of a very strange title, but we're going to weave it into last week. So go ahead and lie on your backs, legs long, arms by your side. Barb, how are you?
Peaceful.
Boy, that's a good word. Is that because is skiing almost over? Is it done? She's done. That's why she's peaceful. So draw into your awareness your shoulder blades, the two dots behind your pelvis, and creating your rectangle, right? And we've been working with this rectangle. We've been working with lengthening your spine. We've been working with lengthening your ribs on the side. And we were doing that last week, working with the arms above you, right? You guys remember that? So we're going to start with that and continue. So into different situations. So let's see what it's like just to bring your arms up with your legs long right now. Make a fist with your right hand. Grab the wrist of your right arm with your left and start to pull up and a little bit over to the left, right? That's it. So even with the legs long, you engage the right side of the ribs. That's it, Barb. And, you know, have your legs spread a little bit like in a V. That's it. Comfortable V. So that you really can get those ribs stretched out. This is kind of a really important thing, actually, via skiing, right? Because we're using that waist side of our ribs and those muscles. That's it, Bonnie. So how much can you kind of laterally bend over here? That's it, to the left. Come back. Pause for a second. Bring your arms down. And then we're going to do the other side. So bring your arms up. Make a fist with your left hand. Get a hold of it with your right. Right? So you're going to go up and then pull over to the right. Really kind of think of grabbing those ribs. It starts under the left armpit, going all the way down to the hip. You should feel a tug all the way down. And certainly, some of you have some shoulder issues, and if that's the case, right, that can be a little bit of a limitation. So one of the things to strive for is to avoid any kind of impingement in the shoulder so that you can get at the ribs. And if that means the elbows bent or you reposition things a little bit, right? So the most important thing is getting a hold of those ribs via through the wrist, all the way down to the pelvis. Excellent. Come back, bring your arms down and rest. And then from here, we're going to have you go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and just a little bit do the flattening of your lower back and then arching. Right? You know this very well, so go super slow. First, noticing the rhythm. If there's any tightness when you arch and allowing that to let go a bit. And then drawing your attention to how this movement affects the movement of your entire spine, right, all the way up to the base of your skull, right? So your cervical spine goes all the way up into the base of your skull. So when you arch the lower back, coming to sit towards your tailbone, it pulls down the chin and the head. And then when you flatten the low back, your head grows tall. And see if you can find that movement with, I'm going to say, minimal tilt, right? So we're used to tilting our chin a lot, right? Down towards the throat and away. And so when we do that, that ends up shortening the back of the neck quite a bit, okay? So there's a way to let your pelvis both flatten and arch where you feel it just tugs. It's like an anchor. It tugs the whole spine. That's it, Lynn. And the tilt of the chin and face doesn't need to be there. So you can keep actually your face parallel. And this is very important to acquire more length way up in that area called the occiput. Does that make sense, everybody? Getting that? Yeah. Right? It's kind of a movement that isn't really needed, but we throw it in. Beautiful. Now, let's pause for a second. Again, reflecting back to last week's lesson, when you brought your hands up to your head, right? So, because you're going to lengthen your head. So you're going to bring your hands up to get a hold of your head. Thumbs are in front. The fingers are wrapped around the side, right? So nothing is behind your head. Because you're thinking of pulling up towards where the mirrors are, the back of the room. But you're not going to use your hands. You're just putting them there to feel what you just felt that your pelvis does. So again, there's no tilt with the face, right? So you're gonna let the pelvis do the work in the beginning. So your head's gonna like grow tall and then it comes back down. Beautiful. You guys getting it? And then you're gonna transition. That's it, Corinne. Then you're gonna transition into your hands doing it. So this gives you a way to play with it. Can you access it through your arms and upper back to pull the head? And then can you access it through the pelvis? Are you good, Bonnie, or are you lost a little bit?
I don't know. Am I lost?
Well, because your head's not moving. So just keep your hands there. Mm-hmm. And I want you to use your pelvis and think of your head's gonna grow tall like that, right? And pull down. There. But your face stays. No tilting. Now, can you reproduce that with your hands? Right? Remember, the face doesn't tilt. Beautiful. You know, once you get it, it's so cool, isn't it? It's really a neat feeling. So this is truly getting length. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Let's rest your arms and your legs. And just notice how it feels now. Okay, so let's revert back to, again, some of the lessons we've done. If you can remember, bending your right knee out to the side, bringing the sole of the foot up, that's it. And then can you bring the left leg on top of the right? So you cross them, sitting with your legs open. Right? So Corinne, why do you take that knee over? So just think like you're gonna sit, but cross the ankles, right? Crisscross applesauce. Okay, and then take the left one off and straighten it. And let's keep the right one there, Okay? And now bring your arms above you. That's it. And make a fist with your left hand. Grab with your right. And you're going to pull on those ribs on the left side, coming over. And see if that helps a little bit. Good. Come back. Excellent. And now this next time, you're going to bend your left knee to bring it standing. And that right foot will be in the gap, right? You know how to put it, that's it, behind the left heel. And now you're going to continue to pull over to the right and back. Come back to center, and then you're going to change your arms. So you're going to make a fist with the right one. This will be the easier way. Grab with the left, pull over to the left, and then you can engage that sit, letting that left hip lift up, right? So you're laterally bending. That's it. Let the back of your head slide along. Try to keep your face parallel still to the ceiling. Right, so some of the clarity with your head movements is to keep it from tilting. Excellent. Come back, let your arms come down, slide your right leg out, lengthen the left, and rest. And let's bend the left knee and leg out to the side. That's it. Okay. And then let's bring the right on top just to see how things are today. That's it. Then you're going to straighten that leg again. Leave it straight to start with. Make a fist with the right hand above you. Grab a hold with the left. Pull over to the left to start with. Excellent. Then you're going to bend that right leg, bring it to standing, slide the left foot behind in the gap. Okay, continue a couple times bending over to the left, and then we'll change the arms after you do it like three times. Perfect. Come back. Now change over. Make a fist with the left hand, grab a hold with the right, and then really open that left side of the ribs. Feel how the right side of the pelvis lifts up. You start to roll a little bit to the left side. Enough as we did last week. Do you remember when you actually started to roll onto the left side? That your armpit got so long that you could roll onto the left side. Your face stays orientated towards the ceiling, so the back of the head follows the movement of the arms, follows the movement of opening the ribs, right? Excellent. Let it go. Come back to the center. Lengthen your legs, bring your arms down, and rest. So from here, you're going to come up to sitting. So roll to your side, come up. Let's bend the right leg in first, and then the left leg on top. There you go. Okay, do the best you can. That's it. Right leg is closest in. That's it. And if you want, you can place your hands next to you on the floor or on your knees. Okay? So we're going to start with this movement that you did on the floor. Okay? So it takes a little time. So we'll start slowly here. Yeah, I kind of like my hands on my knees. Right leg first. Okay, so you're going to start with the movement of the pelvis, just like we did lying on your back. So you're going to round your pelvis, and you're going to feel how your head, it's like as if somebody pushed your head straight down, you shrink. And then you're going to arch your pelvis to come and sit on your sit bones, and your head grows tall. And then you shrink, and you grow tall. Okay? So there's no tilting of the chin. Okay? Now let's continue, and what might help you is to place your right hand on top of your head. So when you shrink, you feel your right hand come straight over your pelvis. And then when you arch to come and sit on the sit bones, your head goes straight up. So there's no tilting and there's no forward and back. You shrink and you grow tall. Shrink, grow tall. And breathe. That's it, Bonnie. Good. Okay. Let's lie on your backs and rest for a minute. I know it's tiring. Okay, let's come up again and let's change the legs. So we'll bring the left leg in first, then the right. Okay, let's start with your hands on your knees, and it makes a difference in your pelvis, so just notice that. So you're going to think of shrinking and growing tall. Right, and then we're going to add the left hand. So there's none of this, right? So you really feel like if your hand was to push down on your head, right? Your whole spine, which is aligned, goes down. It's like being a slinky. And then you go up. And now let's see if you can try either bringing your hands to the held position so you grow tall. And remember, you let your pelvis start the movement. So you shrink with the pelvis and you grow tall with the pelvis. And your hands are there to feel. So the thumbs are in front of the ears, the rest of the fingers are behind. And then you start to transition where you then start to tug a little bit with the hands on the head. So you help create that pull and length straight up. Again, there's no tilting. And then you let the shrinking happen. And then you tug to pull up. Beautiful. Okay. And let's rest again on your backs. just observe and notice your breath and your breathing, how you're resting now. Okay, so from here, I'm going to have you come back up to sitting, but we're going to side sit. So let's start with your right leg bent in front of you and the left leg bent behind you. Okay? Good? Okay. You're going to bring your arms up. Okay? So let's get a hold of the left wrist first. So make a fist with the left hand. And this is going to feel a little off balance. You're going to feel like you're going to fall. You're going to pull up and a little bit over to the right and come back. And what keeps your balance is keeping that left hip down. And again, this is the harder way. So you just go a little bit up and over. It's more up, right? Come back. Let's change the arms. Make a fist with the right hand, up and over to the left. This side's much easier. Lift up and over, lifting the ribs of the right side off that pelvis. Excellent. Now come back to the center, and you're going to interlace your hands. And you're going to turn them away from you, looking up. And you're going to go once over to the left, come back to the center, and once over to the right, come back to the center. Once over to the right, left, sorry, back to the center, and to the right. Feeling those ribs left lift up away from your pelvis. And then come back to the center. You're just going to slowly bring your arms down, your head to the center, and just see if you're sitting a little bit more solid. Okay, back onto your backs and rest. I know it's a hard position. Okay, you're going to come to sitting again. This time with your left leg bent in front, the right behind. Bring your arms up. You're going to start with the left arm making a fist. Pull on the left, coming over to the right. Sorry, pull on the right, going over to the left. So your right hand makes a fist. So you feel like you're going to fall over. You're going to keep that right sit bone down. And then you're going to change. Then the left hand makes a wrist. You grab with the right hand and lift up and over, taking yourself over, over, over. Good. Come back to the center, interlace your hands, turn them away from you, and then you're going to take the arms over to the right, lifting the left ribs, and then over to the left. Going back and forth, feeling the shift in the pelvis. Excellent. Let it go. Roll onto your back and rest. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. Start with the movement of gently tilting your pelvis a little bit so that your head grows tall. So keeping your face orientated towards the ceiling so you feel you grow tall and come down. This should be getting clear. Excellent. Good. Pause with that. Straighten your legs. So bend the left leg, bring it up to standing. Bend the right knee out to the side and slide it under the gap. There you go. Bring your arms up. So you're going to make a fist with the right arm. Grab a hold of the right wrist with the left hand. And you're going to start to pull on that right arm going over to the left. So remember, incorporate the last movement. So it means the back of your head slides on the floor. You don't let your face turn, right? So that means there's no rolling. Really keep the back of your head right in between your arms. Let the ribs do all the movement bending. Let the left hip come up. Okay, so you are eventually going to roll onto your right side. And then your face would be then towards the right wall. Right, because your head's going to come on top of the right arm. And that still keeps it in the space. What? So bend to the left. And then the more that you bend, you'll start rolling. Use the left hip to roll you over. And to keep, think of planes of space. So for your face to stay lined up with your chest and belly, your head does have to lift and turn towards the wall over here on the right side. And bring your head onto your arm, and then you're going to come back. So stretch out. But Barb, why did you let the left leg fall? Remember, always, 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 whenever we have a leg up like that to stand, the knee stays stable up to the ceiling. So then you get that hip opening. And that's what brings you back onto your back. You need that leg there to help you roll and to help return. That's it, Corinne. There you go. Beautiful. Nice, Bonnie. Let the belly open. Now come over onto the right side and you're going to stay there for a moment. Don't let go of your arms. So your head should be resting on the right arm. Okay? Now this is going to sound a little funky, so just listen to it first. You're stabilizing yourself with your left leg, okay, so you won't fall. So you're going to continue with your left hand to grab onto the right wrist. Do not let go. And you're going to bend a little bit at the elbow. And you're going to start to lift your head. And you're going to think of beautiful, Barb. Even more of the right side of the ribs and armpit pushing to the floor. So it's a lift and then you lower. Beautiful. So feel the ribs on the left side really scrunch together as you fan out the right side. That's it. Right? So there's no bending in your neck. Right? It goes for a ride. That's it. Let it go. And return back onto your back and rest. I think I should change the title of this lesson. So we're going to try this on the other side. So start by bending the right leg to stand. Slide the left leg under the gap. Bring your arms up. Make a fist with the left arm. Grab with the right. So you're going to pull. Your head is going to slide over to the right. That's it, Barb. So remember, you use this right leg to keep your balance in standing so you don't fall. Right, and the back of the head stays right in the center, in between those arms. And you really get the left armpit and ribs to open up all the way down to the pelvis. And as you feel ready, then you introduce to yourself that you would start to roll onto the left side. Your head then comes onto the left arm, right? So you're still keeping your face, that's it, Bonnie, orientated towards where your chest and your pelvis is, right? Just like if you were on your back, but everything's turning around the left hip. Nice, Lynn. And then you come on to the left side and you're going to stay there, right? And then you're going to find a way to continue to pull on that left arm. So you really got to use the right leg to stabilize you. So the armpit comes up, you stretch that armpit away from, so like with you, Corinne, since I know there's some shoulder issues, move your right arm to grab where the forearm is. Yeah, down a little bit. So see if you can pull up, see if you can pull towards the back of the room first, because it's in the armpit, which is in the shoulder that there's problems. So the more that, and then this is another way we can try it. Keep your head resting on your left arm. Bring your right arm to brace itself in front of you for balance. That's it. So your head stays on your left arm, and you're going to lift the left arm and see how can you lift through the armpit and the ribs. So it's really not the arm. Corinne, is that any better? That side. Okay. Go back to grabbing the wrist. See, I think it's easier when you grab. Excellent. And let's roll onto your back and rest again. Yeah, I think that there should be incorporating the lengthening of the neck with the arms. Because I actually have changed the lesson a lot. We're going to do the real... more of what the lesson's about next week with your head. This is the prep. Okay, so let's bend your legs again. Bring your feet to standing. Let's go back to this earlier movement, and just each time we're seeing if it's clearer and clearer that as you tilt your pelvis, right, the head grows tall and pulls back down, but there's no tilt, right? Just feel how clear that movement is now. How much more does it grow tall and pull down? So the face stays directly orientated towards the ceiling. The pelvis pulls it down, then you grow tall. And then as you've got that solid for yourself, bring the hands up to grab your head. First, feel the movement occurring from the pelvis. And then you transition into you pulling a little bit up. So you get that feeling. So what you do is you engage your upper back, not your neck or shoulders, right? It's just the upper back helps create that idea of length, that pull. Beautiful, Corinne. That's it, Bonnie, much better. And somehow you're breathing. Excellent. Let it go and rest. And we're going to try it in a moment one more time in sitting. So you can decide which leg you want to have bent in first. We'll do both ways. But come to your sides again to sit. And this time, let's have you try putting both hands on top of your head. So you're sitting cross-legged. Yeah. So pay attention. So Lynn, put stack like pancakes, right? Hands are stacked like pancakes. There you go. Okay. Shrink yourself and grow tall. I'm not going to do it because I want to watch you. That's it, Corinne. Grow tall and feel. So some of you, so Lynn, I want you to think up and down more. Better. And then, yes, push my hand away. There you go. And shrink. Don't tilt. And then get tall. There you go. Now keep your chin up a little bit. There you go. There. And now grow tall. Push. Beautiful. That's it, Barb. So not so much forward and back, so shrink. There you go. Now push me away. Think of my hand. Slow and up, 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 there.
Got it.
This is not easy. Up, up, there you go, Bonnie, and then shrink, shrink, shrink. So you fold right over yourself. Now grow tall, push my hand away. Push, push, up, 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 up. Up, you can push more up. See, you think that you have to go forward, but go up. You can do it. That's it. Yeah, I realized that this lesson was too hard, so shrink. Shrink. Keep the face level. There you go. And now grow tall in my hand. Up, up, up. Nope. Up. Relax your arms. Think of up, the up. This is really good. Did you ever hit your head?
As a child, I was dropped on my head. Yes, of course. Not enough, but me.
No, I mean seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Up.
It's up.
And now down. No, you go forward and back. There you go. Up, up. There, that's better. That's it. This is part of the shoulder issue. Because you don't know how to grow tall in your spine, you do everything in the shoulders. Yeah, this is going to be key for you. Okay, rest. No, and rest on your back. I ask in all seriousness, because you remind me of, I was out at the horse stables in Heber doing a workshop for riders and stuff, and one of the main trainers there, he was just like you. And he got flipped up and bucked off the horse and landed on his head. So you don't want to compress. So you keep this part locked, and then you, what you do is you do everything like this. So it was a phenomenal experience for him, because it did. It happened when he was a kid, and all these years he's just been locked up in his spine, and he does everything, like all these shoulder issues, because he didn't know how to let the spine grow tall. So, I mean, that's why I asked, because you just never know, you know? So, okay. So see how you feel there, lying on your backs now. Right, I never, kind of like the visit with my parents, right? I never assume you're stupid. I always assume that something is in place for a reason, right? And it's understanding why it's there, right? And then we can make sense out of it. Roll your head a little bit to the left and right and just see how that feels. And then you're going to roll to your side, whichever side you'd like, to bring yourselves up to sitting and then standing to see how you feel from this lesson. So I'm going to retitle the lesson. I mean, it's still going to be lesson 46, but I'm going to call it lengthening the head, not lowering the head.